You could never come close to what I've said about myself. I think that about covers it. You can't say I didn't warn you. One last quick thing before we begin. I thought this would just be a great opportunity to say a simple and heartfelt thank you to all of you truly incredible people who are lucky enough to spend your lives in the happy, safe, and lavender-scented meadow of the non-addict. I mean, I know I can speak for all of us addicts when I say how deeply grateful we are to all of you special souls who aren't addicted to anything. Hold on, wait a second. Well, that doesn't sound quite right. Let me just read that again. Oh, crap! That's right, I'm such a flake. I always forget this one little thing. You don't exist. Everyone is addicted to something. Now, before you get your panties in a twist and send me some long defensive rant, which, by the way, no addict would ever do, just hear me out. First of all, I'm willing to admit that there's a very slight possibility I think this way because I live in the Babylon of creativity and mental illness, which is New York City. But I travel a lot, and I read In Touch magazine. Of course, that's not all the research I've done on the subject, don't be ridiculous. I've also spent hundreds of hours exhaustively gathering information from my couch while studiously examining wasted hot messes as they implode on one of the hundreds of quality reality shows offered by pretty much every network. That, plus talking to a lot of people, has led me to this completely non-scientific yet chilling